The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. Well, I know that Rob from Stanwood is.
Oh, yeah.
Came all the way down from my little town.
That's right.
It's our little town, really.
Correct.
Rob is ready to play, Steve, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along anywhere but the Walla Walla, Rob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Nervous, but yes.
What species of bird is often perched on a pirate's shoulder?
Parrot.
Correct. How many San Juan Islands are served by Washington State Ferries?
3, 4, 5.
4, yes. Call Me Ishmael is the opening line from which Herman Melville novel?
Ooh, pass.
The last remaining steam-powered ferry on the West Coast was retired in what 1960s year?
62, 63, 64.
No. Okay. How many Pink Floyd albums were partially recorded on a boat?
3.
Yes. The vast majority of The Deadliest Catch is filmed on what sea?
Bering Sea.
Correct. If you are facing the front of a boat, what side is port?
Left.
Correct. Which branch of the military inspects Washington State Ferries?
Coast Guard.
Correct. How many minutes does each quarter last in a game of water polo?
Ooh, crap. 15?
No.
12?
No.
8?
Yes. In what movie did George Clooney play Captain Billy Tyne?
Crap. Pass.
Call Me Ishmael is the opening line from which Herman Melville novel?
Dang it. Moby Dick.
Yes! In which movie did George Clooney play Captain Billy Tyne?
I have no idea. Pass.
You just scored 9,
yeah!
Rob. Holy doodle. Where is Steve Miggs?
Oh, yeah.
Here he comes.
Steve was getting snacks, just
what
so
what kind of snacks did you get? I want a snack. Did you get one of those blueberry muffins, Steve?
I think I'm going to go get a boat beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All have right.
The pizza beer combo over there, I know.
Oh, nice.
It's a screaming deal.
Yes.
Best deal. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
What species of bird is often perched on a pirate's shoulder?
That would be a parrot.
Yes. How many San Juan Islands are serviced by Washington State Ferries?
How many San Juan Islands? 4.
Yes. Oh. Call Me Ishmael is the opening line from which Herman Melville novel?
That would be Moby Dick.
Yes, Moby Dick.
That's a different movie.
The last remaining steam-powered ferry on the West Coast was retired in what 1960s year?
1969.
You know it. How many Pink Floyd albums were partially recorded on a boat?
I didn't even know any were. 2?
No.
3?
Yes. The vast majority of The Deadliest Catch is filmed on what sea?
The Bering Sea.
Correct. If you are facing the front of a boat, which side is port?
To the left.
Yes. Which branch of the military inspects Washington State Ferries?
The Coast Guard.
Correct. How many minutes does each quarter last in a game of water polo?
How many minutes? I'm going to go 15.
No.
10.
No.
7.
No. In what movie did George Clooney play Captain Billy Tyne?
What?
In what movie?
Ocean's 11?
No.
Ocean's 10?
No.
Ocean's 9?
No. Steve.
Yes!
Yes! Celebrate. You scored 8. And
go.
Rob scored 9. Congratulations, Rob. You beat Migs on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
And Rob, you were all nervous. And look at you got 9, right?
I mean, it was nervous energy. I have to admit, it was just the nervous.
He totally crushed it. He did know that each quarter in water polo lasts only 8 minutes.
Oh, you know, I did not know that.
Yes. And the movie where George Clooney played Captain Billy Tyne was The Perfect Storm.
I should have known
didn't that. Even know
it's
that
a classic.
One.
So do you usually take this ferry, or like, what brings you on this ferry?
You guys, I came down from Stanwood just to see you.
You gotta be kidding me.
No.
That's awesome.
We love Rob from Stanwood, especially because he's smarter than you, Steve.
Thanks.
The Daily Mix Show.
Apparently, we have a former U.S. congressman aboard the ferry.
Are we in trouble?
I think we might be in trouble because he wants to talk to us. So we're live on the Walla Walla. We're going back and forth from Edmonds to Kingston. We're en route to Kingston right now, and we're going to find out if we are in trouble with Brian Baird next. We are still on this boat, Steve Miggs.
And we're still on the air. I am blown away by all of this.
It's a It's a Washington State Ferries miracle. We are on the Walla Walla heading back over to Kingston right now, and we've met some pretty incredible people. We've met pirates.
Yes.
We've had a rock star on with us. And now we have a former U.S. congressman sitting with us, Brian Baird, who represented Washington's 3rd Congressional District in 99 through 2011. Welcome aboard the Walla Walla.
It's great to be with you.
And Edmonds is your home.
Edmonds is a home.
And yes, you love Edmonds. Tell us why you love Edmonds.
Edmonds is the kind of community you want to raise your kids in. It's right by the water. It's got a wonderful downtown. Folks are super friendly. We've got more than 400, almost 500 nonprofit and service organizations in Edmonds of all kinds. People pull together, make the community great. So a wonderful community.
And Brian, I recently watched your TED Talk that you did, which I highly recommend anybody just to go online and watch it, because it was it just felt good after listening to it. And it was a lot. You just mentioned a lot of service organizations, and it was all about how you could give back to communities and how service brings all of us together. And it was such a powerful thing to listen to you share. And I was just hoping like you could just share with some people like a little bit of like exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate it. We've started a thing called the National Museum and Center for Service. The idea is to honor all forms of service. We do a great job of honoring military service, and that's really appropriate. But what about doctors and nurses and teachers and Red Cross volunteers and Rotarians, etc.? It's what really unites us and brings us together. You know, if you help somebody do something positive, it's pretty hard to hate one another afterwards. Service brings us together. So we've launched a thing called Edmonds Serves, which is the first community of service in the whole country. We're going to put posters up all around the city about all the great organizations that serve people every day and how you can get involved. So this would be a national model that every community, every school can do it.
I think the part that hit me was you're talking about just like how like democracy fails us when we become selfish, and what service does is like no matter what side you're on, you do something good together, you can sit down and have a beer, or as you said, a milkshake, because I was like
your
drink of choice, and I was like, all right, we're going to talk to you. What is your milkshake choice?
Chocolate mint.
See, I'm a peanut butter guy.
Oh, there you go.
If you were going to send Steve to get his peanut butter milkshake in Edmonds, where would you send him?
That's a good Molly Moose is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Molly Moose is pretty good. Yeah.
That salted caramel is to die
for. Yeah, yeah. It's really, really great. Yeah. Yeah.
And Brian, we're chatting with former U.S. Congressman Brian Baird, very involved in the Edmonds community. How often do you get to hop aboard a ferry and kind of tool around our beautiful little backyard here?
You know, we do this just for fun. You know, you don't have to be going anywhere. You know, go over to Kingston and you come back here. It's just, what better way to spend the day than in Edmonds, Washington, riding the ferry out and back? It's really fun.
And I know you're a little bit of a rocker.
Yeah.
What would you say is your all-time favorite band?
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
You have to share with us, because you mentioned it quickly while we were listening to some of the music, the story that you had about Roger Waters, because I was just like, wait, I did not know this about him. It just made me have even more respect for the dude.
This is a beautiful story. So Roger, behind the scenes and quietly, during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, would go out to Walter Reed and Bethesda Hospital, where a lot of the serious amputees and, you know, the serious victim, injured people got treated. And he and his band would go and teach these guys. Many of them were already musicians, but a drummer, for example, lost both his arms. Roger worked with this guy, worked with others, guitar players, etc., and they created a band that covered Pink Floyd hits. And they had a whole concert in D.C. where these amputees would tell their story. Like, I was, in Fallujah, got blown up by an IED, medevaced out, thought my life was over, I lost my hands. Along comes this Roger Waters dude, teaches me that we can play, and he did this whole concert
just jamming with the guy from Pink Floyd.
It was just amazing, and other rockers, the famous rockers were there with him, and these guys were ripping. They were, it was, it was like a great Floyd cover band, except it was Roger Waters and these veterans.
And how cool! I mean, we're talking about how important community service is and giving back, and what an amazing connection that even these big celebrities are doing. Are doing things on a very local scale or a smaller scale, and I just think that's so important. So thank you for highlighting that.
Exactly. And on June 6th, the following, we're going to launch this Edmonds Serves, the first community of service in the whole country, a model that any community can do. You get your service organizations and nonprofits, make a poster that says, this is who we are, this is what we do, here's how you can become involved. Then you put them up all around your community, in the library, in the community center, in coffee shops. So wherever you go, you see good examples of people doing good things.
I love that. And I have to say, so my grandparents grew up, they lived in Edmonds when I was a kid, and they had their bumper sticker was that have an Edmonds kind of day.
It's an Edmonds kind of day.
My whole entire life.
What does that even mean?
It's an Edmonds kind of day.
Because I was a Linwood guy, and I feel like we were kind of like on the outskirts. Like, we were looked down upon by the people. I was, like, right on the border of Edmonds and Linwood. But the people of Edmonds were like, no, 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 you're still Linwood.
Well, that's why we call ours the community of service, not the city of service, because it's a broader community. And any community can do it. You know, schools can do this as well. Every school has a high school trophy case, right?
Yeah.
But it's what's cool, but not everybody can win a trophy. You have to be an athlete and win a championship.
Right.
But, you know, Dr. King said everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Any kid can serve. So let's create posters and honor the kids who serve. Lots of ways to either as students or when they go on in their professional or as volunteers.
Absolutely. And thank you for inspiring us this morning.
Thank you.
We appreciate you being on the Walla Walla with
I'm
us.
Delighted.
Smooth sailings.
All right.
And again, if anyone wants, go on YouTube and find your YouTube tech, the TED Talk that's on YouTube. It's a great watch, and it really does talk and illustrate and just like hammers home the importance of service in our community.
Thank you. And join us on June 6th, 12:30 downtown at the Edmonds Historical Museum.
We'll awesome. Have, thank you, Brian. We appreciate you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If you can, we're going to hook somebody on this boat up with tickets to see the Smashing Pumpkins on Friday, November 6th.
We're going to try and do Hook or Shook on the boat.
Yes.
This could only go wrong.
Yes. You can. Don't call because we're not there to answer the phone, but we're going to wrangle someone to play Hook okay. or Shook at 9:20.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
And we are wrapping up the week. Yes. Playing for tickets to see the Smashing Pumpkins one more time this week at Climate Pledge Arena, and that show is happening on Friday, November 6th.
And for those tuning in right now, we are live on a ferry boat. We are on the Walla Walla going back and forth from Edmonds to Kingston, but the beauty of this is that every time we stop at either Edmonds or Kingston, everybody, except for us, thankfully, that would be funny. If,
they're like, get off.
Everybody has to get off, so our competitor for Hook or Shook had to leave the boat. And he's going to be coming back on, so we got to stall for a little bit, which is totally fine.
Oh, yeah.
I do love the fact that so many people, and shout out to all the Rockaholics who have made it a morning. Like, they have been getting on and off, buying a ticket, and just hanging out with us all morning. It's so, like, beyond humbling and so cool that people are willing to spend their entire morning and do something as ridiculous as be a part of a broadcast on a ferry.
When I was first thinking, how could this potentially go? I thought we might see, like, 2 or 3 people per yes. pass, and we have been seeing so many listeners. It's been an absolute blast.
And I know before we do our contest with Hook or Shook, Sam, who works here on the ferry, he wanted to give a shout-out to his daughter.
Sam, so, get over here, Sam.
Sam has been rather busy. So, Sam, if you want to jump on over and...
Oh,
we got to give him 1 second too. We're giving everybody a second over here.
But big shout out to all the workers that do this every single day. We have some incredible folks that we have met that make the Washington State Ferries go.
The one thing I remember seeing an interview about the ferry, and I thought it was funny. Is like whenever you're traveling, you have to pack your patience when you go on a ferry because sometimes things are moving a bit slower or things get delayed. So apparently, right now we are packing our patience for Sam and for everybody. I do want to give a shout out to KJ. One of the kids that we talked to earlier this morning before he left the ferry, he said, hey, can you give a shout out to my grandma? His grandma's name is Bobby, and grandma and the family, they're all going to be going to Chicago, and that's pretty cool. So KJ and the family and the dad and his brother as well, shout out to Bobby, the grandma.
Grandma Bobby. All right, we've got Sam. Sam, tell us about your kid.
Hi, yes, I wanted to come on real quick. I wanted to say hi to my beautiful wife, Andrea Te Amo. And I wanted to say hi to my daughter. She's 3. I love you, Mama. Daddy for the love you ones.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
What's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name's Adele.
Awesome.
Adele.
Awesome. What's her favorite thing to do?
Her favorite thing
it's
to
like
do.
Drive Mom and Dad crazy.
Her favorite thing to do is probably go on the boat with us.
How often does she get to do that?
She gets to go out every time we're off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We try to take the boat out as much as possible. Her favorite thing to do is steer, even though she's 3.
That's awesome. And how long have you been working here on the ferry?
For about... a year and a couple months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a year and a couple months. And then my dad had worked here with our Captain Tom for a long time. For about 31 years, he's here.
No way.
Here's Sarah, too. She's been here. Congratulations, Sarah.
34 years you've been working for the Washington State Ferries.
Come on over.
My last
Breaking over here.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Dude, Sam, you rock. Shout out to your daughter and your wife as well.
So this is your last day?
This is like your retirement show.
It is. It will be my retirement
story. I'll be honest. I thought you were wearing that hat for us.
Actually, I am.
She's rocking a celebratory gold hat for our show.
I also have my fairy princess hat. My crown, but I didn't bring it up.
Is it a fairy princess or like a boat fairy princess?
No, it's a real crown with diamonds.
I had to double check if it was like a crown with a boat on it.
So 34 years?
34 years.
Okay, first thing that pops your mind, craziest thing that's ever happened while you've been on the ferry.
You know, I'm on the land, so I actually don't ride the boats.
Uh-huh.
The craziest thing. I think just waking up and coming to work has been the craziest thing.
Have you ever seen a car or a bike or anything fall off of a boat?
No. When they usually go do like the diving, you know, like they get really mad because they miss the boat. You know, they just think they're like the Spider-Man or something. You know, they just go off. No.
Oh,
I was about to say, wait, we're about to get a good story. Like someone jumped off the ferry to get
But I have been around when people have jumped off the side.
Oh, really? My gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Then what happens? Do they cut the ferry motor?
No, that's when all of our favorite people get into the mode of the action of rescuing people, you know.
So do you have to, does somebody go in after them?
Yeah.
Who gets that job?
Sam, where you at?
Whoever's closest to the life raft?
Sam.
Yeah, Sam could do it. Anywhere from anybody could do it. Engine room could do it too, huh? Yeah.
So do you have, have you worked multiple ferry routes? Do you have a favorite route?
Kingston, Edmonds.
Yeah. Here we are aboard the Walla Walla.
Aboard the Walla Walla.
And the 34 years, favorite thing about working here with Washington State Ferries? Because, again, so many people have been texting and a lot of love for everybody that works on the ferry. The crew is fantastic. But what's been something about working at 34 years is a very long time.
You know, I think my favorite thing is staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's being able to walk, breathe that fresh air.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing for me is being able to see the view that I see every day because I got the best office view you could ever see.
I would say where we work in downtown Seattle, we have a cool view outside of our window, but this is way cooler.
This has
been pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is sweet.
Well, thank you so much for hopping on and chatting with us on your last day on the job.
Congratulations. Yay! Thank you.
All right, maybe we'll try Hook or Shook when we take a break, maybe we'll get whoever that guy, because he bribed us with chocolate.
We have to give away these Smashing Pumpkins tickets.
Well, and I want the chocolate.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are sailing back and forth between Edmonds and Kingston all morning long, currently docked in Kingston. On the Walla Walla.
Yep.
And Steve Miggs, this has been so much fun. We've been getting a little bit of a peek behind the curtain from some of the folks that are making this ferry run.
And what a great way to kick off all the celebration that's happening next week with the 75th anniversary of the Washington State Ferries. And it's so cool that we get to be part of the ceremony and part of the festivities.
And now we have Jesse Hiddle, who is the assistant engineer on the Walla Walla this morning. I mean, that's a very important job.
Yeah, it is. thanks for having me come up and chat for a bit. They don't let us out of the engine room too often to come up and see the sun and be outdoors much.
So I have a question about your the work day for you guys. I know that pilots that fly airplanes have certain parameters on how long they can be in the air. Do you guys have anything like that? How long you can be on the water?
Yeah, the Coast Guard limits us at 15 hours is kind of the hard set line, and we usually work 12-hour shifts. So sometimes with delays and things, it can bump up really close to that, and then it's like cut out. You gotta go get some sleep. You gotta get out of here.
I'm glad you mentioned sleep because we got to get a little tour of Captain Tom in the area upstairs where everything master control. I guess I don't know what you would call it, but there were some beds and some cots. So is that where if you're getting close to that 15-hour mark, it's like okay. Go take a nap.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's quite a few of us that that do stay on board. Some of the engineering people, I stay on board quite often. I live up on Whidbey, so it's like a 2-hour commute for me. So most days I'll just stay on the boat.
So do you show up with a sleeping bag, or do you have your own duffel bag or sheets
up there with a kit in it? You know, give myself a little tent, a little camp out sort of thing up there. But
a little pillow.
Yeah.
So, and did you know that you wanted to be an engineer for ferry boats, or what was kind of your window into this world, I guess?
I started working in the oil fields like 25 years ago, and went deep sea, worked doing that a lot, and I was over at the University of Washington on the research boat, the Tommy Thompson, and you know, I wanted to stop going deep sea. I got married and had a couple of kids, and it was a good lateral choice to just stay in the state system and come over here to the ferries.
So I know you said you don't get out of the engine room very often, but have you, like, what are some of the crazier, you know, things that have happened while you've been on board? As far as, you know, a dead battery or somebody has a, you know, incident that people are responding to?
I think one of the craziest things that I had to adapt to was kids always getting stuck in the elevator. Like, yeah, it's like
their head or their foot.
No, nothing traumatic like that. They just these elevators have like safety brakes on them, mm-hmm. and if you jump up and down like little kids do, it releases those brakes. They latch down, and then they got to hit the alarm, and we got to come up and rescue them out of the elevator.
My daughter's six, Tatum, and whenever we, especially when we go on vacation, because we end up like in a hotel, we would definitely be stuck in an elevator because the moment that elevator door closes, it's like Dance Party USA. Like she's just jumping off the walls.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, 90% of the time, it's usually kids, but sometimes we get that alarm and be like, oh, it's gonna be like. You know, some guy on vacation, a little bit inebriated, and like a wife looking at him all angry, like, you've got me stuck in this situation. And those are the funny ones, you know. Let me get you out of there, buddy.
Do you think that they, do they have to cut people off on the ferry in the galley?
I don't know. I mean, you might have to ask a galley person about that. I don't come up here too often to see the fun.
This is a quick ride, so I got to feel like if you're getting cut off, man, what are you doing?
Challenge accepted, Steve. If anyone can, I will.
Where's Sharon Dale? Oh, she's stuck in the elevator.
So, Jesse, when you have time off, when you're not working, where do you like to explore here in the beautiful PNW?
I wander around quite a bit, go down to the coast, and just recently went over to Snoqualmie and checked out that area. You know, this winter, of course, went over to Leavenworth and showed the family the whole Christmas village over there. So that was great to see. Yeah, I really like Pacific Northwest. I grew up in Oregon, so this is home for me.
Is it better? Is it better here than Oregon? Say yes.
I think so. I really like being between the two mountain ranges. It's beautiful to be like, oh, mountains over there and mountains over there. This is great.
Well, we feel extremely lucky to be here celebrating the 75th anniversary of the ferries because I think you kind of, we take it for granted a little bit how awesome it is that these are right here in our backyard. And there's so many people all across the country that have never had the ferry experience. So the fact that we get to broadcast live from one
is so cool. Like, it's like a form of a commute to and from work and places, but also for people, maybe you're tourists or you bring a family. It's like it's an easy way to get people to see how beautiful our state is.
Yeah, and you know, they're so absolutely iconic of the Pacific Northwest, and you know, I can tell people from you know other parts of the country, like, oh, I work on the ferries, and they're like, oh, that's so great. Whereas before, I may be like, you know, I work on a cargo ship, and they'd be like, okay, you know,
like, cool story.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jesse, for helping keep us afloat today. We really really appreciate it.
All right, yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
So are we going to do Hook or Shook now?
I think we're going to try to do Hook or Shook. We found, is it Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
Brian. So, Brian, you had to disembark and then get back on the boat.
Yeah, very arduous, but I made it.
So are you on the ferry just for fun today or like, okay.
Yeah, sorry. I work 4:10, so I'm off on Fridays and I love your show. I listen to you every morning. So
thank you so much, Brian. All right, so we're going to put you to the test and see if you can name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus. Do we spin the wheel to see who he's playing with?
We sure can.
Okay, we're going to spin the wheel to see who he's playing with because of course he's going to be a fairy.
Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be yours truly? Taryn Daly.
Oh, boy.
I believe it is you.
T-Dog.
T-Dog.
Now, did you bring the chocolate?
Yeah, I did. I bribed you. I even put those little stickers on for fun.
He put the 75th anniversary sticker for it and also the Daily Mix sticker.
Yeah.
And it's a caramel chocolate.
Yeah. Yes, the Cadbury's.
The
Canadian, yeah.
Yeah. That's you already won.
Let's just give him the tickets.
No integrity.
All right. Brian, are you ready? Here is your clip.
Oh, this is great. Thank you so much. Metallica, Sad But True. They're playing the Sphere.
Are you going?
No, I need to save some money. Yeah, that's for sure.
Or you need more chocolate bars to bribe people with.
You need to sell a kidney. Oh, well done. That was easy for you. I don't know if I can say the same, though, but I am ready for my clip. would be Sail by AWOL Nation.
Awesome,
Ryan,
thank you.
You're going to go see the Smashing Pumpkins.
I'm so excited. My daughter's going to be super excited.
How old's your daughter?
She's 22, and she loves Melancholy, and that's I heard one of their sets is Melancholy. So
yes.
Yeah, I think they're playing like some of the bigger, their better songs off of the double record. I hope they play Muzzle, because that's like one of my all-time favorites.
Muzzle's great.
That's such a great song.
Yeah.
And then I hope also they're going to dip into a little bit of Gish and, and Siamese Dream, too.
Oh, Siamese, hell yeah.
A little mixed bag, something for everyone. Well, congratulations on your big winnings, the game with no integrity, where we knew it anyway.
And as a guy who has sometimes resolution issues, I like that we were able to finally get Hooker Shook done. Because I know we weren't able to do it at first because you got kicked off the ferry, and now you're back on the ferry, and we're able to make it happen.
Better late than never.
Yes. That's right.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are broadcasting our show from a ferry boat. We are on the Walla Walla. We are about to leave Kingston and head back to Edmonds. And we just want to thank everybody who has stopped by to join us. We have had a blast. And it continues next.
The Daily Mix Show is built on the backs of legends. The Rockaholics. And some don't just listen. They show up. They bring the moment. They win the day. The game, and they earn the Daily Mix Game Ball.
Steve Miggs, we have given out a lot of game balls
these
past few months, but we have yet to give out a game ball on a boat.
No, and it's a little bit different because usually we'll have a clip of audio to play, and that's how we give out our game ball. And we've had great Rockaholics that we've met this morning. We've met pirates. We have ferry stuff going on the overhead speakers right now. We had Aaron Jones. But I was like thinking about who deserves the game ball today.
Ooh, tell us. Steve Miggs, who is getting today's Daily Miggs Show game ball?
They don't know, and they're about to be put on the spot. But I think we absolutely should give the game ball to our engineering crew. And that's Patrick and Phil. They can come on over. Jump on over for a
Phil,
second.
Patrick, Phil, get over here.
Get on over here. I think if anybody deserves it. For people that are listening, so we're broadcasting live on a ferry, which we didn't even know if it was doable. And then we show up at 5:15 where we're going to roll a portable studio onto the ferry boat. And then when we get here, they're like, hey, it just happens because that's just what happens, you know, on ferry. Sometimes they're running a little late. So, like, we're 15 minutes late. So now we're getting onto this boat, what, like at like 5:32 in the morning. We've set up for shows like days in advance, and it hasn't gone as smooth as it's gone this morning. And I think, Phil, thank you. You deserve the game ball.
Well,
Patrick, you deserve the game ball.
It's our pleasure to receive the game ball.
So, question for you.
Yeah.
Did you how stressed out were you on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being you're about to jump off the boat, 1 being not stressed at all. How was it for you at 5:30 this morning?
At 5:30 this morning, fairly stressed out. And the fact I'm looking and watching going, oh, it's 5:30 and the boat's not quite here yet. Okay, well, I was hoping to be on the boat at 5:20, but, you know, okay, well, we're rolling with it, but we'll figure it out. And, I mean, we've done nicer-looking setups before, but at the same time, you know, like you mentioned, if we're usually when we're doing these, we're showing up 2.5 hours beforehand.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So. Well, thank you for making our crazy dreams come true. To all the listeners who said this was a stupid idea or we couldn't do it.
We 1,000% agree with you, but somehow we did pull it off.
I'm all for crazy dreams.
And it's all because of you, Phil. So thank you for testing the internet connection in the first place and setting us up in record time this morning and making this broadcast
possible.
That's
my pleasure. That's what I do.
And shout out Patrick, too.
Patrick, as well. Right. I love that you described this as being a sketchy opportunity, and we took sketchy and made it a reality.
Everybody is getting a game ball.
Yeah. The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are just tuning in, yes, we are cruising across the Puget Sound on a ferry boat. We are heading back toward Edmonds from Kingston right now aboard the Walla Walla.
Okay.
We're not there yet.
When are we back at Kingston? Because I want pizza.
We're going to go to Sourdough Willie's. Thanks for tuning in this morning, Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And most importantly, today's top story, we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Washington State Ferries. And what a great time to kick things off with a live broadcast. And we did it.
We did it. We're still on the air, I think.
We are. And hey, quick shout out to Q13 News. They mentioned us this morning. They were talking about the anniversary of the ferry system and how KSW is broadcasting live on the ferry.
That is fantastic.
So I don't know who over there. Bill Wixie. I'm gonna blame Bill. Yeah, it's totally Bill. Bill's a good dude.
Bill.
Yeah. Just all in all, just a great time. And for those that are wondering what's going on in the Washington State Ferries, next week is going to be some awesome stuff, including live music, giveaways, special ferry sailings. Like we did our broadcast. It's also going to be the Space Needle is going to have a giant Washington State Ferry flag hanging from it. That's going to be pretty awesome. So all in all, it's just going to be great. The Great Wheel is going to be doing some stuff. 520 Bridge. I mean, you forget just how cool it is. I mean, it's the largest ferry system in the entire country.
Yes.
And then we met a rockaholic, just a fleeting conversation, but he just was talking about how important the ferry system is to him. And he said, my kid, his first start there, I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl, but their first steps were on a Washington ferry.
Steve Mix, I brought a goat on a ferry once.
Do tell.
Yes. Okay, so I found out years ago when I wanted to adopt some goats that there was one available out at Center Valley Animal Rescue in Quilcene. So I hopped aboard the boat, drove on the boat with a dog kennel, loaded up a goat in Quilcene, got back on the ferry and drove it, you know, went across the water, this exact ferry route. And people were walking by my car thinking it was a dog and then realizing, no, I brought a full-on goat on the ferry boat.
So there's someone out there that might be listening right now going, that... The crazy goat lady, that was Taryn Daly.
That was me.
At first, I thought, like, you walked the goat onto the actual ferry. I was like, did you have to call in advance? Did you have to talk to somebody?
It would have pooped everywhere. They're the worst. They are the worst.
You know what I did? I did commit a faux pas, but I wanted you to see it because I mentioned out earlier how, like, you know, the ferries have been around for a while. Some have been around for many, many years, including this one, which has an old school bathroom.
Oh, this is the trough.
It has a trough.
There's a men's trough.
And you were like, you didn't know what it was. So I was in there by myself, so I felt like I could do it. I took a picture of the trough for you.
Wow.
What we're working with.
That is amazing.
Isn't
that's
it
what,
awesome?
That's what you guys get to do?
Yeah, we just stand in front of one of those.
I demand a ladies' trough.
Well, you know what? When they kick everyone off the boat, we have it to ourselves. I'll stand guard.
Am I going to try to use the trough?
Hey, look, we're only a minute. We have a minute left. We could get kicked off the boat now, Dan.
Oh. I don't know about that, guys.
For indecent exposure, Taryn was in the trough.
Well, the captain asked us to come back every Friday because we've done such a good job. I don't think he'll ask us back anymore.
Captain Tom, we're already on first name basis for Captain Tom. I think we're okay.
I think we just got uninvited.
Yeah, probably. Well, it was a good time. We won't be back for the 76th anniversary.
That was absolutely such a fun morning, and we just want to say thank you to everybody who popped by and made this so much fun for us.
Thanks to the Rockaholics who are here hanging out, going back and forth with us. Also, big thanks to the Washington State Ferries for even allowing us to do something as harebrained as this and pull it off. Our engineering crew, everybody that's listening and has been texting us all morning, it's just been a fantastic time.
All right, Steve, I think we gotta go now. Is it time to go?
Yes.
Real quick, go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
Go Canadians in honor of Claude Lemieux. Yes. Sadly, he's no longer with us for us hockey fans. Yesterday, we were all rocked by that news, and always check in on your teammates, as they say in the world of hockey, because I think it's very important, especially after what happened yesterday. As far as weather, we're not going to have a very nice day. We can see it outside. We can barely even see the water.
We're giving you an eyewitness weather forecast. It's going to rain.
Yes, it's going to rain about a high of 58, 59 degrees, but that is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.